This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Absolutely. We got a lot of time for things to get really good. You know what? We're okay where we're at. Everybody wants to be 500 and everything, but there's so much baseball left and what we got going on. No, we're not going to win the division in May. We're not going to win it in June. We're not going to win it in July. I see. I'm encouraged that we haven't played our best baseball yet. We're hanging right in there.
We should have warned Braves fans that was coming. People are driving out there. The weather's bad. Then Snit starts talking about, people want to be 500. Yeah. No one wants to be 500. We want to be above 500, man. You guys are three games below it. Look, I get it. He's always going to have that perspective on the length of the season, especially when things are bad, and he's not wrong. But I don't think anybody wants to hear that right now, man.
Nah, man.
You guys are playing some mediocre baseball.
Read the room.
So they didn't play yesterday. Got rained out like we kind of thought it would up there in Philadelphia. So they got a doubleheader today. First pitch of the first game is at 1:05. Like Randy said, the lineup is out. A.J. Smith-Shawver on the mound. Hopefully he can bounce back after his last performance wasn't really up to the previous standard that he had set. Ozzie Albies leading off 12-game hit streak for Ozzie. So he's earned his way back up to the top of the lineup. Obviously, that's going to be a little bit pitching matchup related as well. But you're also not going to see Ronald Acuna in the first game. You'll see him in the second game. We've got a conspiracy theory as to why coming up in like 15 minutes.
Oh.
So hang tight for that.
Oh, okay. I'll wait. I'm going to wait.
Yeah, don't say it now.
Okay, because I was damn sure it was about to go in.
I know you.
Yeah, because you saw that look, didn't you?
Yeah.
Like, what the?
But yeah, anyway. Well, it's a pretty good theory.
Yeah.
Eli White's going to play left field, and Stuart Fairchild's going to play right field.
Yes.
And Luke Williams is going to be playing
shortstop.
Who the
hell is Luke?
He's a utility infielder. I think he can play a little outfield too.
Yeah.
Generally a base, like a pinch runner, is pretty fast.
Okay. Is he fast in the hole?
Shortstop?
Yes.
Probably.
Okay.
Who isn't fast in the hole? You know? It's a pretty bad lineup, but that's what they're rolling out there today. Hopefully they can win game one against the Phillies, who are 9.5 games up on
them. Yeah, man. Got to cut into that lead, Andy.
In the NL.
Maybe not in May, which is only has 2 days left.
Yeah,
maybe not in June, Andy.
Maybe not in June.
But maybe in July.
To hell with July.
To hell with July.
We're not going to win the division in July or even August.
Yeah.
What about September?
Yeah. Sounds good. Whatever.
Who cares about September? Every month is stupid. Ratings don't matter.
Okay.
Braves play today. Hopefully they win.
Yeah.
Let's hear. Hey, speaking of winning,
two in a row, baby.
They won two in a row.
Two in
a row. Let's hear Mike Conte.
Click at the top of the arc, coming forward. Passing ahead to Moranchuk. Pop to the penalty spot. Saba traps. Shot blocked. Rebound. Score! Potential stoppage time winner for Atlanta United.
Unfreaking believable. And I'm just telling you right now, with all these goals that are being scored, we got to start getting Mike some hauls, some throat lozenges.
Oh, I know, man. Yeah. He's not used to this.
I know. You know what? That's why. That's probably it. He saved it up.
That's seven goals in 4 days.
Yeah, he saved his voice up for months. So Mike should be all right, man. But, yeah, what a freaking just unbelievable. Just at the time where you're sitting like, damn, another point.
Well, they were playing like crap for like 75 minutes.
They were like butt.
They gave up the goal in like the third minute, and it was like, oh, God, here we go
here
again.
We go. First thing
the high of Sunday is over. And then, thankfully, the dude for Orlando was like, you know what I'll do? I'll get a red card.
Why not?
I'll put my hands around this guy's throat right in front of the ref and get a red card.
Like that, what?
And everything changed.
He said somebody laid it.
I don't know what. Yeah, he did.
You go double hand around some man's throat. You said somebody.
Yeah, that's an extreme.
Yeah, you said
place to start.
Yeah, you said somebody laid it
because they didn't push or shove. No, he went straight to the throat.
Like yeah, he said somebody laid it or something like that. I don't know. But yeah, hey, I don't.
And then their coach got kicked out.
I don't apologize for two dumbasses.
No, look, if any of the other teams, like just like when the other teams were scoring for Atlanta United, right, we'll take it. any help Atlanta United can get, you want to score own goals, you want to get red cards and get kicked out, and so you're down a man for the final 15 minutes of the game. Great,
gave you an opportunity.
Sign
man.
Me up. That is all the help they need. They will take. And they won. They won two games in a row. Maybe they can get one on Saturday. That would be three. That'd be 9 points in 7 days.
Dude,
that would be insane.
That would be. I mean, we ain't seen that kind of since what 20?
I don't know if 20, I mean
21.
I'm sure Abe or Mike knows, but like, can't imagine they very often scored or won three games in because they played Sunday,
yes,
right? Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday.
Damn.
Would be literally not. It's not Sunday to Sunday. It's really in seven days. They've got three games. They've already got 6 points out of it, so you feel really good about that.
They got to go to New York City and play on that raggedy Red Bulls.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, hopefully they can beat them.
Let's go.
And that'll be good. All right, let's hear from Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, or a highlight of Shea Gilgeous-Alexander putting the Timberwolves out of their misery. Last night, Western Conference Finals, Game 5.
Down the lane, floats a runner, counts it, it goes! Gilgeous-Alexander weaving through a minefield of Minnesota defenders. It didn't matter. He gets to the stripe for the fourth time in Game 5. 33 points in 33 minutes.
Sounds like the Thunder Radio Network there as SGA scores 34. That game was over
for first quarter.
Tuesday?
First quarter.
I think that game ended Tuesday.
Pretty much.
When the Thunder kind of out-toughed the Timberwolves in the fourth quarter of Game 4. T-Wolves didn't really want any part of that one last night, which is a shame. It's a shame for a young team like that to kind of show up and give
like,
that effort.
I think it was more like, I won't say they didn't show up, but I think it got too gotten fast.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like had things gone differently early, maybe they could have given a different effort.
But yeah, once you're sitting there like, damn, we can't get nothing going.
Yeah.
Every time we get, I'm telling you, in the first quarter, they had four straight open threes. They shot them, and they missed all of them. And so you're like, man, it ain't our time, dog.
I think the Thunder were like, look, if we do what we normally do mid-third quarter, when we just avalanche these teams at the beginning of the game, then we can coast. Like, we can put a Jai Mitchell can play in this game. You know what I mean? Osmang Jiang.
I'm going to play.
Dylan Jones can get. The other Jalen Williams can get five minutes in this game.
They got three of
them, right? They got two Jalen Williams.
Okay.
They got Jay Will, who's the guy that comes off the bench and played 5 minutes last night, and then J-Dub,
right,
who's the all-star. That's how they distinguish him. But it took me all the way until the West Finals to figure out that that's what they do. I was like, oh, J-Dub's the one that's an all-star and starts. J-Will's the other one.
Okay.
They have specific.
They have specific names for
them. Yeah. I mean they look different, too, so you can tell them apart, but they do have the same name.
Yeah, man, but, I mean, they are just how they smother you. And they smothered everybody because they smothered Joker, too.
It just took them seven games to do it.
Yeah, which was unbelievable that it took them that long to do that. But at the same time, when you look at how these roles are defined, they're well coached. They have a hell of a MVP caliber player, and they got another all NBA player. And then they got role defined guys. They got guys who want to play defense. They got guys who want to try and shut you down. And then they got the dude I always talk about. I mean, I remember when they got him from Chicago. When they went and got Caruso, I was like, oh, man.
Yeah. Brilliant trade.
I said, oh, yeah. That's going to help.
Brilliant trade.
But, I mean, we talked about last week how they went out and they got Hartenstein. Like, they found what got them beat last year.
Yep, exactly.
And they were, and the reason were they weren't big enough and tough inside.
Yep. Now, they bolstered their weaknesses. Yeah. They also went through it last year,
yeah,
right?
That I mean, happens,
they,
too.
They lost
that
in the second too. Round, and so they kind of had the, you know, the learning experience of that. I also think going 7 against the Nuggets taught them a lot, too, because, you know, Jalen Williams did have a couple bad games mm-hmm. in that series. They had that terrible game 6. Mm-hmm. So they kind of had that, to yeah. you had to take a look in the mirror and be like, all right, like, am I – is this who I am? Am I 2-for-16 in a closeout game, or am I an all-star who's trying to be an NBA champion? And so they had to really – you know, they had to dig deep to win that series. And they did the same thing in Game 7 of that series. They mm-hmm. came out and beat the brakes off those guys. So they know when they put the pedal down,
they can't
nobody in the NBA can hang with them.
I agree.
It's just a matter of everybody being there at the same time. And they were last night to start the game. And they were for the majority of the series, too, let's be honest. I mean, the Timberwolves played really well in Game 3 when they needed to. Game 4 was really the only good game of the
40
series.
40 points
yeah.
in Game 3.
Yeah, no, I yeah. still, that yeah, one is one of the most surprising ones of all to me is that the Timberwolves were able to do that. And then obviously a lot of the discourse coming out of it is about Anthony Edwards. I just feel like it's pretty normal trajectory right. for a young super. He's 23. He's been to the conference finals twice. Now he's got to figure out how to get past that, which is pretty normal for a 23-year-old superstar.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's when you always talk about, you know, the process and the rush process or the rush expectations of the process. All the greats didn't win championships that early without being on a team because it was Kobe. You can talk about Kobe. Obviously, Magic. But I mean, you know, he had, you know, Kareem and all that.
Yeah, those are just such different situations.
There were such different situations when you talk about winning a championship in today's basketball or whenever. And I love the fact this is going to be the 7th different champion. Mm-hmm. Even though I do like the I won't say I like the dynasty teams of Steph and all those guys, but you're going away from that. And this team is built the right way because of drafting well, stacking assets, and having to suffer through some things. Mm-hmm. It's already bad that you live in OKC.
Yeah.
But you had to lose in OKC to get to where you are now? But they made it right. I mean, they the Clippers didn't want to give up Shea. They didn't want to put him in the Paul George trade.
Nope.
They demanded to have him.
We'll talk later. I think, when are we going to get back to some NBA stuff? 1 o'clock. This is the Paul, if the Pacers win, it's the Paul George finals.
Oh, yeah.
It's the most impact he'll ever have on an NBA finals, they're, probably.
Hey, dog, they're leaning into the Sonics thing, dude.
What do you mean?
Like, this will be the third time this organization has made it to the NBA Finals.
Who's leaning into it?
Everybody but you.
Well, I'm not leaning anywhere. Yeah, I'm leaning away from it.
I just wanted to let you know.
Well, who is it?
I feel bad.
Tell me who they are.
I mean, it's all on TV.
Give me some names.
They had a whole video package.
Yeah.
ESPN.
Oh.
Yeah, it was just like, you know, this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This be they said this organization.
Huh.
Yeah.
They know that they're all right. I'll have to get on the phone and let people know that those two cities are different. They have different team names. They moved a long ways away. But I'll do that. I'll do that during the break, and then we'll come back and talk about the Braves. We'll tell you why Ronald Acuña is not batting leadoff in Game 1 also. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.